Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, senior pastor at Briarwood, and it's Tuesday, time for another slice of fresh bread. Now, you can't understand this paragraph I'm about to read without remembering what he has just said. He has just said in the previous paragraph that we are to be ready for every good work. We are to be cleansed. He has given a picture of here's a great house, and it's got many vessels, wood, hay, gold, or silver. But any vessel, no matter what its substance, any vessel is going to be prepared for noble use. If it's for dishonorable use, then it means it's unprepared and nobody's going to care about it. But if it's something for honorable use, and if you're called to the ministry of the gospel, that's an honorable calling. And if you're called as a Christian to serve the Lord with the spiritual gift he's given to you, that's an honorable calling. So he says, intentionally cleanse yourself so that you're ready for every good work. Now notice clearly, this is not a cleansing for salvation. Jesus has cleansed you for your salvation by his blood and righteousness. This is not a cleansing that you can do without him. You are utterly dependent upon the Holy Spirit and the Word of God to be prepared to serve him. Furthermore, he many times will bless you far beyond your gifts and your preparation. But that doesn't mean that you don't prepare and you don't nurture the gift he's given you and you don't get ready for the opportunity he's presenting to you. So you are prepared and ready for good works. So, therefore, flee youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. Have nothing to do with foolish, ignorant controversies. You know that they breed quarrels. So he's going to give a series of ways to prepare yourself for every good work. And the first one that he gives is, I want you to flee youthful passions. In other words, in our youth, you remember all of those things you were working through, as they say, the hormones and the testosterones are flowing, and you've got this sin nature within you. Maybe you're not converted yet. And all of these things are beckoning, all of this idolatry, all of this foolishness, that the pursuit of sin is actually going to make your life meaningful and give it satisfaction. Those are youthful ways of thinking and youthful passions. Your passions are directing your thinking in your youth. Don't be like that. Direct your passions from the Word of God and direct your passions by the Spirit of God. That's what it means to know the Word and be filled with the Spirit, so that we don't do the deeds of the flesh from the passions of our youth. We do the fruit of the Spirit from the controlling of our passions with the Word of God by the power of the Spirit of God. That's why he goes on to say, you flee youthful passions, but what do? You pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace. So you're now pursuing something else. And by the way, that's just kind of a short list of the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. You pursue righteousness, obedience to God's word in general, God's law in particular. You pursue faith. You pursue love. You pursue all of those things. And then notice this, he says, and you pursue it along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. You don't try to live the Christian life by yourself. You live the Christian life in an interdependent relationship with other believers, in concert, not only with the Holy Spirit, but with one another. So you say no to the youthful passions of life. You say yes to the Word of God and the Spirit of God directing the passions of your life toward righteousness, faith, love, and peace. And you do it along with, accountable to, nurtured by, and nurturing others, those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. And all the while have nothing to do with foolish, ignorant controversies. You know, the ones that breed quarrels. I know in the preaching of the Word of God, there are many things that I could preach that would satisfy me, but it wouldn't edify God's people. No, don't get caught up in foolish controversies about the Bible or that take you away from the Bible. Stay in the Word of God. Stay in the old path. Stay with the old story. Explore the truths of God's Word to their depths and heights and breadth, and stay empowered by the Spirit of God in concert with the people of God, and stay on mission, on message, and therefore your ministry will be ready for every good work. And that's another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.